joining me again for another Geeked on History podcast, Flash Edition. So this podcast, we're going to talk about a little thing that's called the Anacreontic Song. You may know a little bit something about it. Surely you've heard the tune for the song. If you don't know exactly what it is, then I will play you a clip. Here you go.
To Anacreon in heaven, where he sat in full glee, a few sons of harmony sent a petition that he their inspirer and patron would be. When this answer arrived from the jolly old Grecian, voice fiddle and flute no longer be mute, I'll lend ye my name and inspire ye to boot. And besides, I'll instruct ye like me to end to wine. The myrtle of Venus with Bacchus is vine.
That should sound familiar to all my American listeners out there. If it doesn't, I sincerely hope that you're doing okay. Anyway, the song is called the Anacreontic Song. It was the official song of a little club called the Anacreontic Society, which was founded in London in about the mid-1700s. It was a gentleman's club. Not that kind of gentleman's club. But gentleman's club back in the day meant that it was a place for men to get together, men exclusively to get together and talk about political issues, economic issues. Sometimes they drink brandy, smoke cigars, have a generally good time. No women were involved in any way, shape, or form, clothed or unclothed. And the Anacreontic Society in particular was meant for amateur musicians. Some of the famous members included Samuel Johnson, James Boswell, Sir Joshua Reynolds, and Henry Purcell. The club met every other week in the winter, and the meetings normally included a formal concert, a dinner, and then usually a little gathering time after where the members would entertain each other by singing new songs or showing off something maybe that they'd just worked on. The society was actually named after a famous Greek poet named Anacreon, and Anacreon's poetry actually touched on a lot of universal themes like love and disappointment, that kind of thing, parties, festivals, all kinds of things that we can relate to. You know, it was a fun time. Anacreon sounds like he was a pretty fun guy. The Anacreontic Song goes by a couple different names. The one is, as I already said, the Anacreontic Song, but it also goes by the other name, To Anacreon in Heaven. The club's president, Ralph Tomlinson, is widely credited as the guy who actually wrote the lyrics for the poem, but the tune was actually created by a man named John Stafford Smith. John Stafford Smith was born in 1750, and I've found credits that say that he may have been the first Englishman who was an antiquarian and a musicologist, seriously. So that just kind of means that he was interested in antiquities, learning about them, collecting them, and music. He's also said to have a pretty wide collection of Bach music during his time. So you may have heard this before. If you've heard of the Anacreontic Song, then you may have heard that it was originally an English drinking song, and you'd be pretty close to accurate on that. It was a song that was sung over libations, and it actually did pick up a lot of popularity in the Americas. And one person that it did become extremely popular with was a man named Francis Scott Key. Surely you've heard his name before as well. And apart from being a lawyer, Francis Scott Key also dabbled in poetry. Because it was such a popular drinking song, To Anacreon in Heaven accompanied a few different poems at the time. One of the most well-known poems to be set to the tune of the Anacreontic Song is a poem called Adams and Liberty. Adams and Liberty is a patriotic song that was actually considered to be one of the first campaign songs in American political history. And it was used to support the second president of the United States, John Adams, in his 1800 U.S. election. Another poem that it accompanied was a little poem called Warrior Returns from the Battle Afar, which was written in 1805 by another person that you may have heard of, a little man named Francis Scott Key. And apart from being a lawyer, he also dabbled in poetry. And one of those poems that he wrote was a poem that you probably have also heard of called The Star-Spangled Banner. Now, if it sounds like the stars are aligning here, you'd be right. Eventually, the tune for the song would be matched up to Francis Scott Key's The Star-Spangled Banner, and later, much later actually, almost 100 years later, the song would become the United States national anthem. So now you know a little bit more about the national anthem of the United States, and maybe you can win a couple bucks at the bar. Thanks for being geeky with me. I will see you next week.